Second game of the doubleheader, Oakland and Tampa Bay. Sean Manaea is starting for the A's. He's won his last four starts, two of those coming away from home, so he's comfortable in road environments. In the top of the second inning, Oakland gives him the lead. Chi-Wei Hu is on in relief of Matt Andrews. Josh Fegley is at the plate.
No two pitch. Here's a drive to center. Malik Smith going back to the wall, jumps up, and he can't get it. It's gone. Just tucked it over the top of the wall in straightaway center field. Josh Fegley with his third homer of the season, and he gives Oakland a 2-1 lead here in the second. Malik tried to get back to the wall and tried to time the jump, but just couldn't get back there quick enough. And remember what I just said a couple of moments ago, not to just throw it right down the middle and say, here, hit it? Well, that's pretty much what Chi-Wei did, and Fegley gave it a ride.
First and third, one out. The Rays will bring the infield in, and Brugman bunts back toward the mound, and it will roll to a dead stop. Will it stay fair? It stops on the line. It's a bunt single. It's called a fair ball by the plate umpire, Doug Eddings, and it's now 3-1 A's on the bunt single by Jacob Brugman.
It's not a home field advantage there.
Mm-hmm.
And so the count now, 3-2. Now the pitch on its way. Swing and a high fly ball deep left field. Borges going back to the wall, and it is gone. Ryan Healy connects for his 14th homer of the season as he turns around a 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Ryan Stanek, and Oakland's lead is back to 2. It's 4-2.
Well, that one stings because it answers the run that the Rays just got. With Evan Longoria, now they've got a 2-run lead with 9 outs to get.
Stanek ready to go in the first pitch to him. He swung out and lifted in the air to right field and deep. Souza Jr. going back, turns around, and it's gone. Chad Pinder with a 2-run home run, and Oakland has opened this game up a little bit. His 8th home run of the season, and Oakland has a 6-2 lead here in the 7th.
Well, that's a dagger of a home run for Pinder, and the home run ball continues to bite Ryan Stanek. Guy that has that high octane fastball, he's not fooling a whole lot of guys in the big leagues.
Does he get through this inning by getting Souza Jr. out? The 1-1 pitch. Here's a swing and a chopper to third. That should do it. Fielding it on the backhand is Healy. His throw across is perfect. And the Rays, with two on, nobody out, end up with nothing. We go to the 8th. It's Oakland 6 and the Rays 2 on the Rays Baseball Network.
The A's hit 3 home runs, get 16 more hits as they get a split in the doubleheader against the Rays. 7-2 is the final in the nightcap. Sean Manaea wins his 5th straight start, 3 of those coming on the road. He's 6-3 overall. The Rays' 4-game winning streak comes to an end. The Rays see their 4-game winning streak come to an end in Game 2 of their doubleheader against Oakland. They lose 7-2. Here's Rays manager Kevin Cash.
You know, you probably got the sense that it wasn't going to be the best game when we lose our starter before the second inning even started. So pretty unfortunate there. You know, Matt, just briefly talking to him and hearing what he was talking to Ronnie about on the field, I think he felt it his last pitch of the first inning and then went out there in his warm-ups. The guys kind of tipped us off and said that it looked like it was irritating him. So frustrating. You know, we went through the bullpen quite a bit. Chi-Wei Hu, cannot say enough about what he did. Really, really picked us up. You know, that 26 man is a unique roster situation, but he really did a lot of good things for us and saved some guys tonight.
That's the second time now that he's been called up and he comes up and makes a huge impact. What do you like that you're seeing from Chi-Wei Hu?
Well, I thought today was even better than the last time in Texas. You know, he was much more efficient today. He attacked. I know he gave up the home run, but other than that, he felt like he was in control of the count. The last inning, you know, he was pretty gassed, and that's when you started seeing some balls get hit a little bit harder. But just a really strong effort on his part.
Evan Longoria hits his 250th career home run. What are your thoughts on that milestone for him in this career?
Well, that's what it is. It's a milestone, and you know, there aren't many players in this game that can say 250, and you know, Evan's not anywhere close to stopping. So he's going to continue knocking him out. But we're fortunate to have him and a player like him, and a player that has performed as well as he has over, you know, his 8 or 9 years here in the big leagues.
you feel the game was still within pretty reason until maybe the seventh with the Homer's outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, look, their guy, Manea, he's tough. There's no doubt. I mean, his velocity, it looked like, was down a little bit than maybe what we saw last year out of him, but he had a really good changeup that we just couldn't lay off of and couldn't barrel, except for Longo, I think. And but the fastball runs away. He's kind of big, funky lefty. He made it tough, but 3-2 ball game, we're never out of that ball game at any point. And then it separated there. You know, they get the home run to make it 4-2, and then it really separates with the homer, the Oppo homer.
It's a lot that happened today. You kind of put in perspective the day. You won one, you lost one.
Yeah.
Dramatic win.
Yeah. Look, it's a long, long day. Proud of the guys, the way they went about it. I thought they competed all 18 innings or how many ever innings? 19 innings really well. We asked a lot of them today. You know, it's when you win the first one, you do everything you can to win the second. But winning a doubleheader in this league is, or sweeping a doubleheader is really difficult to do. But proud of the way the guys did, and hopefully they can go get some sleep and bounce back tomorrow. We got a chance to win a series here.
And what do you think about Andres? I think he's a DL situation.
I would say highly likely. We're not going to announce anything. I haven't even talked to him since the game ended, but I would say highly likely, but no announcement as of right now.
So we'll probably try to get some pitching here for tomorrow.
Yeah, we got to talk through some things here in a second and make sure that we've got, you know, coverage. I mean, it's a good thing that we got Arch on the mound. Generally, he's a guy that can go deep, and we can, you know, I think his goal every time he starts is to give the bullpen or most of the bullpen a night off and anticipate that for tomorrow.
The series wraps up on Sunday with Chris Archer taking the mound for Tampa Bay against Jesse Hahn of Oakland.